Yeah, you're right. Maybe
I call this meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee to order and note for the record that a quorum is present. And our first order of business is approval of the minutes from Monday, February 26, 2024. Vice Chair Edelson, can I get a motion for approval? Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are adopted. So what we're going to do today is take a, we have two sets of minutes, so pardon me, that we also need a motion for approval of the minutes from Wednesday, March 6, 2024, Representative Edelson. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are adopted. And so now onto the agenda for today. We're going to do two bills this morning, House File 4518 and House File 3613. Then we will recess to the call of the chair approximately 15 minutes after session adjourns. And Committee Administrator Worth will get out an email too if anything changes from that, but it should be just 15 minutes after adjournment to take up House File 3769. After the floor session. We don't have that bill in possession, otherwise we would have just taken that up now, is why we're doing it this evening. And so with that, we'll go to the first bill, which is House File 4518, Representative Youakim. Representative Youakim moves that House File 4518 be placed on the general register. To your bill.
Thank you, Chair Olson. Good morning, Chair Olson and members. Thank you for hearing House File 4518 today. This is the forecast adjustment bill for education. The bill makes adjustments to the fiscal year 2024 appropriations to match the February 2024 forecast data to the best estimates of the state aid required for each of the K-12 programs and appropriations. So generally, a change in the estimated pupil counts or a change in a program participation is the most likely cause for a forecast adjustment, but it's something that we do every year. The changes in appropriations are real and the changes must be enacted into law. But adjustments have no fiscal impact when measured against the K-12 budget because the changes are built into the forecast estimate of the budget base. So with that, I stand for questions.
Great, and I see you have Mr. Strom here in case there are further questions too for House Research. Any discussion to the bill? Representative Kreshaw.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Youakim, for bringing the forecast bill. As we know, this is just an adjustment based on the pupil count. And as I mentioned in Ed Finance, this is something we typically do, well, we always do, and we have to do. But it's not new spending, and it's not something that we should be able to say, hey, we did something new on. We're just adjusting that. So I support the bill and look for it on the House floor.
Great. Any further discussion to the bill? Seeing none, Representative Youakim, anything further?
No. Chair Olson, it's a good bill. Vote for it. Thank you.
Wonderful. Representative Youakim renews her motion that House File 4518 be placed on the general register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and House File 4518 has been placed on the general register. Thank you. In our next bill, you'll sense the theme with the forecast. House File 3613, the forecasted metro mobility clarification, and that's Representative Hornstein. And as he makes his way up, I, on his behalf, will say that Representative Hornstein moves House File 3613 to be placed on the general register. And when you're ready, to your bill.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and members. This is another forecasting correction technical bill related to metro mobility. You may remember in 2021, Representative Kosnick had a bill to make metro mobility a forecasted program. And so this bill seeks to resolve conflicting direction and law regarding the treatment of that forecast. Metro mobility was changed again in 2021 to a forecasted program beginning in the fiscal year 2026. This means that the forecast would need to include estimated costs for the program starting in the fiscal year 2026. And that was outside of the forecast horizon at the time. So the new law required that metro mobility forecasting be included in the November 2024 forecast. So this bill simply removes the current conflicting direction and law on this matter and changes the 2021 session law to match how the program has been treated in the 2023 and 2024 forecasts. And the bill also gives the Met Council a 45-day grace period to submit required financial information, given that this bill would be moving the effective date up 1 year. So that is the bill, and I'm happy to answer questions or have others answer questions.
Thank you, Representative Hornstein. Discussion to the bill. Representative Petersburg.
Thank you, Chair Olson, and thank you, Chair, for bringing this forth. You know, I support the concept of forecasting it because it's a federally mandated program that we have to do. I do have two questions in regards to financing. First of all, I know if there's somebody here that can answer these questions, I know that it's not in the fiscal note because, well, we're not dealing with any increases in this fiscal year, but there is an increase and other dollars into the future, and if we could get clarification on exactly why that is and what are the direction there, that'd be helpful. I may have a follow-up after that.
Madam Chair and Representative Petersburg, I may be able to answer that question, but we have Mr. Lee here too. The bill doesn't have fiscal impact because the costs are already included in the November 2023 and February 2024 forecast. Did I get that right?
No.
Okay.
Welcome to the committee, Andrew Lee. Mr. Lee, anything you'd like to add as well?
Madam Chair and Representative Petersburg, yes, and the cost change, the current base appropriation for Metro Mobility is about $56 million a year, or about $112 million a biennium. And the forecasted increase for the 2026-2027 biennium is $98 million in addition to that $112 million base. So the total forecasted appropriation or base for the 2026-2027 biennium for Metro Mobility is $210 million.
Representative Petersburg.
Thank you, Chair Olson and Mr. Lee, for that. Do we have a general idea on what the cost increases come from? You know, what caused that kind of increase? Because that's about a double increase in the funding base.
Mr. Lee.
Madam Chair and Representative Petersburg, I would have to defer to the Met Council on that, although I would the Metro Mobility is a contracted service, so it is whatever the Met Council assumes they will have to pay for contractors to provide the Metro Mobility bus service.
Representative Petersburg.
Thank you, Chair Olson. Would it be possible to have somebody from Met Council come and?
I'm looking. Yes, it does look like we have someone here. They're making their way up.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the committee. Please introduce yourself for the record, and then if did you hear Representative Petersburg's question, or we can have him repeat it, but you did. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. My name is Judd Shetton. I'm the Government Affairs Director at the Metropolitan Council, and thanks to Representative Hornstein for carrying this bill. I believe the question from Representative Petersburg regarded the additional cost that Metro Mobility was having, and that it was the forecasted amount was significantly higher than what our general fund base was. And that is that is consistent with where we have been over the past three, four bienniums. As the growth in Metro Mobility has grown, what we have previously received is a general fund appropriation from the legislature to make up the difference between the general fund base and what that cost was. What has occurred with this program now becoming forecasted is the forecasted amount is just being identified and showing that all together versus it needing an appropriation through the legislature in order to fill that cost. So that need has always been there. It was just always a structural issue within Metro Mobility budget that we were coming back to the legislature to have funded.
Representative Petersburg.
Thank you again, Chair Olson. And just a quick follow-up. How much of this increase in costs and so forth is directed by federal mandates and others that are outside of yours and our control?
Mr. Shuttenen.
Madam Chair and Representative Petersburg, the there is a federally mandated area that has been that way for 20, 30 years. It's tied to the regular route service, and then you have to provide Metro Mobility, I believe it's within a quarter mile of either side of any regular route transit. The legislature then back in 2007, I believe Representative Holberg and Senator Murphy carried a bill that then made the, that mandated the state area. And so that has been in place for 15, 18 years. And then on top of that, we've recently added communities like Lakeville and other communities to the state mandated area. They have different levels of service requirements. The federal mandated service area is much more strict, but the state area of state service area is also mandated in a sense where we have to operate that within particular hours. And so that is where much of the cost is coming from. But we also know that our we have folks that are needing this service, and you have to be certified in order to be able to use that Metro Mobility service. I will add one last bit of a note here is that the federal mandated service has a zero denial mandate. So that trip has to be provided. And it is very expensive, but I'll also add that these folks that use our Metro Transit service are some of our, are our most transit dependent riders, and we are very proud to be able to provide them that ride.
Representative Petersburg.
Thank you. I appreciate all that information. I think that's helpful for us to know where we're at. You know, as again, as I said, it's a mandated program that we have to provide, understanding also that the difference between the base and what is going to be spent on this and forecasted will now be more stable in where the funding is coming from. That also releases some of those funds from at council as well. So just be aware that we're kind of watching and make sure that, we curtail the expense as best as possible while still providing that service that is very much needed. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Petersburg. Further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, Representative Hornstein.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. And again, this is a technical correction, budget forecasting for an important program. And I'm glad that when this first arose in 2021, it was on a bipartisan basis. So I think we can all agree this is a good thing, and we're making this correction.
Thank you, Representative Hornstein. And with that, Representative Hornstein renews his motion that House File 3613 be placed on the general register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails, and House File 3613 has been placed on the general register. And so, again, the committee will go into recess until 15 minutes after session, and we will be mindful if we aren't finished with our business by 7:15 tonight, we'll take another recess for Ramadan. But I imagine we'll likely have our business wrapped up well before then. So we are in recess. Welcome back, members. Thank you for being here promptly 15 minutes after session. Greatly appreciated. We still have quorum from this morning, so we can proceed with our last bill of the day, which is House File 3769, which is a Representative Lislegarde bill, but he is not here today. So Representative Gomez, Chair of the Tax Committee, will be presenting the bill in his absence. And so I will move on Representative Gomez's behalf that House File 3769 be placed on the general register to the bill before us. Representative Gomez.
Thank you, Chair Olson. I'll begin with a detailed history of net operating losses over the last 40 years.
To adjourn.
So in Chair Lislegarde's absence, I am pleased to present House File 3769, which is the net operating loss fix for the 2023 tax bill, which we've talked about in this committee, on the tax committee, and on the House floor. So basically, straightforward bill to fix the remaining issue from that bill. It costs $14.8 million. It's a one-time cost to the general fund. So basically, we changed the net operating loss instead of reducing taxable income by 80%, we changed it in the 2023 bill to reduce that to 70%. Our intention was to have those changes effective for tax year 2024, which would mean that it would affect next filing season. Instead, there was an error that instituted it for tax year 2023, which means it's impacting the current filing season. So we're hoping to, you know, move this to the general register. The Senate's also moving it. You know, I want to thank Chair Lissagarde for all his work on this, and Lee Davids for his support in committee. And yeah, hopefully we can get this moving. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Gomez, and thank you for presenting on behalf of Chair Lissagarde today, the author of the bill. And I know we've had discussion even in this committee on it when it was the GOP had brought it up on one of our earlier tax bills. So I know we've talked about it a little bit already, but discussion to House File 3769. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Gomez, thanks for progressing this bill separately and addressing it. We do appreciate you making your tax increase a little bit smaller. Please vote green.
Thank you. And seeing no further discussion, anything from Representative Gomez? Nothing. All those in favor, or Chair Gomez renews her motion that House File 3769 be placed on the general register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and House File 3769 has been placed on the general register. And with that, members, we are adjourned.